Hello, I'm George Waring, and I'm broadcasting this from the underground in Butte, Montana. It's part one of a two-part series called Screwed. Boy, no holy... Well, how can any writer express the importance of this stuff? I mean, this takes us right to the heart of the poison in our American pay-to-play political system. We are experiencing something akin to being a witness to Jesus walking on the waters. This explains the existence of 70% of Republicans actually believing Trump is the Messiah, or Mike Pence being condemned as a traitor, a Judas, at that conclave of white Southern evangelicals. It's the mid-June report issued by the Institute for Policy Studies called Silver Spoon Oligarchs: How America's 50 Largest Inherited Wealth Dynasties Accelerate Our Inequality. Yes, believe it, 50 dynastic billionaire families hold as much wealth as the bottom half of U.S. families. The wealth of these billionaire families grew at 10 times the rate of ordinary families over the past four decades. Chuck Collins is a director of the Program on Inequality and the Common Good at the Institute for Policy Studies. He also co-edits inequality.org. Collins just published his group's latest exposé on how this society continues to suffer from the extreme and growing wealth and power of America's inherited wealth family dynasties. The report tracks the 50 wealthiest American families from 1983 to 2020, using data from Forbes. The Institute's researchers found that by 2020, the 50 families had amassed $1.2 trillion in assets. For the 27 families on the Forbes 400 list back in 1983, their combined wealth had grown by over 1,000%. From $80 billion to almost $904 billion in inflation-adjusted dollars. And for the five wealthiest dynastic families, their wealth increased by a median 2,500% during 37 years. The Walton family led the pack with an increase of 4,300%. 4,300%. 4,300%. While the Mars Candy family saw its wealth increase by 3,500%. Recently, even the mainstream media has focused on first-generation billionaires, even carrying stories about how these newcomers have managed to avoid paying taxes on wealth made during the pandemic. The great muckrakers at ProPublica are now being targeted by the Biden administration's Justice Department because they revealed this tax scandal. But that's another story. What Collins has been focused on is what he calls the troubling growth of dynastic families and the changes in tax policies that will enable the children of today's billionaires to become tomorrow's oligarchs. As the Institute for Policy Studies report argues, quote, in a healthy democratic society with a functioning tax system, wealth disperses over decades as people have children, pay their taxes, and give to charity. But with a weak tax system on wealth, as confirmed by the recent leak through ProPublica, on the pandemic's newly minted billionaires going tax-free, we are now seeing wealth accelerate over generations, leading to consolidated wealth and power, unquote. The Collins study, Silver Spoon Oligarch Report, finds that inherited wealth dynasties are growing not only due to an inadequate tax system, but also excessive hiding of wealth in dynasty trusts, and low charitable giving by multi-generational wealth dynasties. It also finds that members of the inherited wealth generation are using their wealth and power to rig the rules to get more wealth and power. Some are even using their charitable donations and political giving to press for lower taxes. Look, these are all American down-home folks. The Waltons are at the very heart of the existence of our local food banks and rescue missions. Thanks to such as them, we don't have to contribute to re-election campaigns for our members of Congress. The Waltons will make sure their television ads, so essential to their re-election, will be well-financed. This is George Waring, reading this to you from the underground in Butte, Montana. Thanks for listening.